above, Mishnah Dab, Emesai Noisim Rishut, when are you allowed to give up your Rishut? There are a number of houses in the Chas, and they made an Erev Chazer, and one of the households of this Chas did not contribute toward the Erev Chazer. But we said previously that there is an option. The person who didn't contribute toward the Erev Chazer can be Mavato his Rishut. He could give up his possession of the Chas for that shop. When would he be allowed to do so? Bishami Oimri Mibodyo. Bishami says he must do it before Shabbat. And according to Beis Shama, being Mavata Rishut is similar to a kinyan. It's as if he's giving up his Rishut with a kinyan to the other members of the Chatzar, and you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbat, so therefore the fifth Rishut must be done before Shabbat. And Beis Hillel says the fifth Rishut could be done even after dark. You can do it even Friday night after dark. As according to Beis Hillel, a fifth Rishut is not a kinyan. It's just a sila. You're forfeiting your possession of the chatzar. You're not making a kinyan and giving up your possession to the other people. You're simply forfeiting your possession of the chatzar for that Shabbos, and that you can do even on Shabbos itself. Meisha natan reshuso b'haytzis. Bein b'shoyge, bein b'mezes. Hareza oytzis. Dibbe Rabbi Meir. Somebody who did not contribute towards the Erev, and he went ahead and was mavato his reshus in the chatzar to the other members of the chatzar. And he subsequently went ahead and carried from his house into the chatzar. Now we said previously that the person who was mavato his reshus is not allowed to carry from his house into the chatzar. Now if he does carry from his house into the chatzar, whether he did so b'shogeg unintentionally or b'mezin intentionally, it doesn't make a difference. It's as if he's taking back his possession of the chatzar, and the original bit of reshus is no longer valid, and nobody would be allowed to carry from their houses into the chatzar. And once he carries from his own house into the chatzar, it's as if he's saying that I want to take back my possession of the chatzar, and that invalidates the original bittul rishut. Rabbi Huda Omer, b'mezid oiser b'shoike gein oiser. Rabbi Huda said, if he carries into the chatzar deliberately, in such a case, that does invalidate the bittul rishut, and nobody in the chatzar would be allowed to carry from their houses into the chatzar. However, if the person who was mavato rishut carried unintentionally from his house into the chatzar, in such a case, since he did so unintentionally, it does not invalidate the fifth of Rishus, and therefore the other members of the Chatzar would still be allowed to carry from their houses into the Chatzar. Second, the Arab Empire above mentioned, hey, Ba'a Ba'i, Shahari, Shutuf, Lishchena, Zebiyai, Vilazebiyai, and it's Rikamar, if a Ba'a Ba'i that owned a Chatzar that opened up into a Mabuk, and he had some wine in his Chatzar, and that wine was jointly owned by himself, and also by the owners of the neighboring Chatzar. The owners of the neighboring chazeres that opened up into the same mavoi jointly owned the wine that was placed in his chazer. In such a case, no erev would be necessary. As normally, if you want to carry from the chazer into the mavoi, you have to make a shitufin mavoi. All the owners of the chazeres that opened up into this mavoi would have to contribute some wine, some bread, and place it in one of the chazeres. But in this case, where there is wine in one of the chazeres that is jointly owned by the neighboring chaser, they don't have to bring any more wine for the shittipim avos. The wine that is in the chaser would be sufficient for the shittipim avos, since it's jointly owned by the neighboring chaseres that open up into the same bubble. However, the wine that is jointly owned has to be in the same utensil. They have to have a partnership in wine that is in one utensil for that to be good enough for the shittipim avos. However, if one of the owners of the chaser owns wine in one utensil, while the other owners own wine in a different utensil, that would not be sufficient for shitufim avos. L'zeh b'yayin u'l'zeh b'shemeh tzrichalar. However, if the Ba'al Bayis has both wine and oil in his chaser, and he has a partnership in the wine with one of the neighboring chaser, and he has a partnership with the oil with the other neighboring chaser, that would not be sufficient for shitufim avos. And since he has a different partnership with the two neighboring chaser, with one neighboring chaser, he has a partnership in wine, and the other neighboring chaser, he has a partnership in oil, that's not sufficient for shittipim avos, since they don't all jointly own the same item. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh, ain't Trichin Lar. Rabbi Shimon says in both of these cases, you don't need to make a separate shittipim avos. And according to Rabbi Shimon, even if they don't all jointly own the same item, he has a partnership with one neighboring chaser and wine, and he has a partnership with the other neighboring chaser and oil, that's sufficient for the shittipim avos. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need to have a partnership all on the same thing. And since there is a partnership between the three of them, even though it's in two different items, that's good enough for shittipim avos, according to Rabbi Shimon.